Becker, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Cortezi, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Camlager, Laird, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Min, Newman, Nielsen, Ochoa-Bogue, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by Senator Wieckowski, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Archuleta. Senator Wieckowski.
Gracious and merciful God, as Muslims throughout the world observe Ramadan, we pray in gratitude for their dedication to the five pillars of Islam, profession of faith, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, and pilgrimage. May each of us, from our own perspective, imitate their perseverance and dedication by acting on our deepest beliefs. May the fruits of our sincere prayer result in just and generous laws that rise up the downtrodden and needy. May our empathy for the suffering of the poor remind us that we can live simply so that others may simply live. And when we travel abroad, may we approach each place with the reverence of a pilgrimage, knowing that we are on holy ground, treating each other as brothers and sisters of one Creator. We ask this in your name, amen.
Please put your hand over your heart as we honor our men and women who are serving our great country. I pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Members, today we have Senators Lamone and Stern participating remotely. Good morning, Senators. Welcome. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Okay, seeing none. Consideration of the daily file, second reading file. Madam Secretary, please read the file.
Senate Bill 500 with amendments, 358 with amendments, Senate Bill 498, Senate Bill 16 with amendments, 17 with amendments, 270.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The second reading file will be deemed read. Members, we are moving to unfinished business. We're going to start with file item 20. Senator Skinner, whenever you are ready. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 86 by the Senate Committee on Budget and Fiscal Review, an act relating to public social services and making an appropriation, therefore, to take effect immediately, bill related to the budget.
Senator Skinner.
Thank you so much, Madam President and members. SB 86 is some technical cleanup to our Golden State stimulus bill and our public social services trailer bill, which was one. The major components of what you have before you is that as we had passed in that original bill, our intention was to provide $600 stimulus payments to our SSI and SSP recipients. And what this bill includes is some technical fix to enable us, the state of California, to do that. We also, in this bill, exempt the Department of Social Services from requirements to contract with the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services to issue that one-time increase to our SSI and SSP recipients. These changes resolve administrative barriers and allows the department, as I mentioned, to be able to promptly issue those payments. The bill also makes some changes to help implement our COVID-19 supports in our safety net programs, and it appropriates $1.2 million to the Department of Social Services to implement provisions relating to foster care placements while we are under this COVID-19 emergency. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Members, is there any discussion and or debate? Seeing and hearing, Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this particular bill, I think, is okay, but taken in the context of the rest of the budget, I think I'm going to have some problems with other bills as we proceed ahead, in part because I don't think we've had sufficient time, the Republicans, to review. We've had almost no ability to participate, and that's going to be a problem.
Thank you very much, Senator Nielsen. Any further discussion or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates? Becker?
Aye.
Aye. Borges? Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Aye. Daly? Dodd?
Aye.
Aye. DeRozzo?
Aye.
Aye. Eggman?
Aye.
Glazer? Aye. Gonzalez?
Aye.
Aye. Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Hurtado? Jones? Camlager?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Melendez? Min?
Aye.
Aye. Newman?
Aye.
Nielsen? Ochoa Bogue? Aye. Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth? Rubio? Aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Aye. Wilk?
Please call the absent members.
Bates? Borges? Daly? Grove? Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones? Melendez? Nielsen? Roth? Wilk?
Please call the absent members.
Bates? Borges? Daly? Grove? Jones? Melendez? Nielsen? Roth?
Aye.
Wilk?
Ayes 30, no 0, the measure passes. Members, we are moving to file item 21, Senator Skinner. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 93 by the Senate Committee on Budget and Fiscal Review, an act relating to employment and making an appropriation, therefore, to take effect immediately, bill related to the budget.
Senator Skinner.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'm pleased to bring you AB SB 93, which was heard in Budget Committee on this past Monday. And what this bill does, now that the governor has announced that the virus, COVID-19 behaving, that we will have economy-wide opening by June 15th, we know that many of the sectors that were completely closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic will be reopening. The hospitality sector, so jobs in the hotel industry, convention centers, airports and such, was the sector that lost the most jobs due to the need to close facilities during this pandemic. Those jobs are now beginning to be restored. What this bill does is allow for those employees who had worked for the facility for a minimum of 6 months to be informed by their employer that they are rehiring. The employee then has 5 days to respond so that they can take back the job that they had. So it is not that they have a right to any job at the facility, and it is not for any past employee. It is only employees who are laid off due to this COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, the provisions only apply to hotels with more than 50 guest rooms, large convention centers with more than 1,000 seats, airports, and building services for commercial buildings. The enforcement is exclusively in the hands of the Department of Labor Standards at the Department of Industrial Relations, and there is no private action, right of action in this bill. Additionally, these provisions sunset on December 31st, 2024. Now, if those of us who paid attention to the loss of jobs during the Great Recession and the subsequent, what the subsequent circumstance was for many people who lost jobs, the older you were when you lost that job and the longer you were out of a job, so if you were out of a job for a year or more and over age 45, your likelihood to return to full employment became lower with each year of your age. And your ability to get rehired went from, if you look at everyone from under age 45, their average ability to get rehired was within 20 weeks. For those who are older workers, it was a year and longer on average. We do not want to have a circumstance where, as the economy reopens, we have older workers who are closer to retirement and who then would be more dependent on our safety net if they are not reemployed, to be in a circumstance where they stay permanently unemployed. The SB 93 also appropriates $6 million from the Labor and Workforce Development Fund for staffing resources. And the last thing I wanted to say is that additionally, those who have been following the data on who lost jobs in this sector, it was largely women. And if we look at the most recent unemployment and layoff numbers, women lost more jobs and left the workforce in greater numbers than men during this pandemic recession. So you could also look at this bill as a very important bill to get women back into the workforce. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Members, discussion and or debate? Senator Borges.
Thank you, Madam President. If I may pose a question to the author.
Senator Skinner, will you take a question? Please proceed.
Thank you. I think one of the concerns that I had, and I know that there are other folks that have a number of procedural concerns, that this is a policy bill in the midst of a budget bill. But my question to you is, when you have businesses that are seeking to reopen, I know that there's a natural incentive for them to want to rehire from their previous talent pool. So I think the inclination is already there. But one of the concerns I have is that if this is based on seniority, the rehiring is based on seniority, what if the business, for example, wanted to hire individuals who had been vaccinated? So how would that fit into a priority list with a bill like this?
Senator Skinner.
Thank you. The rehiring, the term seniority, yes, is in the provisions. However, the employee that is eligible for rehire must be an employee who had that job or a very comparable job and worked for at least 6 months. So a employee with quote-unquote seniority, if the sector that this affects must rehire in a different category of job, someone with seniority in another job does not get the job. So I wanted to just be clear that this is not just a blanket rehire of anyone who was laid off, but rather it must be within the job category that the person had.
Madam President, if I may reaffirm, I think the question is, what if the employer wish to implement a policy on public health grounds that the preference is that employees that are rehired are those who are vaccinated? How does that jive with a seniority policy like this?
Senator, there is no provision regarding the either requirement or preference regarding vaccinations. And it is not clear to me that even if this were addressed, that that would be legally, if we would be legally able to do so. And I will definitely get staff to look into the legal implications of that, which I cannot speak to as I stand here before you. But I think there are issues related to the legality of such a requirement.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Borges. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, I urge a no vote. This is using the excessive policies of the state of California, the administration, in fact, in dealing with the COVID situation and the devastation to small businesses, particularly in the hospitality industry. That was a concerted effort. It could have been done better by this administration. It wasn't. And now we're going to have to say pay the price by making whole all of those employees that were displaced by actions of the legislature and the governor. And I don't think you're going to find very many small businesses in your districts who will say, oh boy, this is a great deal. I want to bring all of my employees back. That's the guise and that's the foolish temptation of this. The only good about it, it's got a sunset. But who knows what will happen come sunset time. I think this is a ruse, and I would urge a no vote.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Dolly.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I just, for the question that the senator from Fresno asked, I can answer. I actually employ people. You cannot ask an employee whether they've been vaccinated or not. There's HIPAA laws. There's so many laws that are protect the private right of a person to be able to keep their medical information private. And so this bill doesn't talk about it because it would be illegal to do that. So I just wanted to help answer that question. I'm an employer. I know the law. And the law says that you can't ask one of your employees, and you can't use that as a hiring determination either. It's discrimination. So I just wanted to set the record straight.
Thank you, Senator Dolly. Senator Roth.
Thank you. You know, Madam Chair, I just wanted to make sure that that answer to the question of my colleague from Fresno, I think, was answered. You know, this recall process has been going on in a variety of settings at the National Labor Relations Board when we brought employees back from strikes, private employers when there are strike issues, when there are layoff issues. This bill essentially follows that same procedure. There's some process issues that will need to be sorted through between now and the time that we vote on our last cleanup bill that are relatively minor but are of concern to business. As to the specific question as to vaccines, the employers run the recall list, but the vaccine issue is a separate issue. And if a private employer, under appropriate circumstances, wants to impose a mandatory vaccine rule for its workforce, assuming the law continues to permit that, the employer imposes the mandatory vaccine requirement. And employees who have accepted recall may or may not meet that test. And then they drop out and the employer fills the position. So that's how, based on my experience, the vaccine issue and the mandatory imposition of a vaccine rule intersects with this recall from layoff policy. Hope that answers the question. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Senator Pan? No? Very good. Any other members who wish to speak? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Skinner, you may close.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to address this issue of that has been raised a number of times about whether this is an appropriate budget action. And if we look at the actions that we have been taking since January that are immediate responses to our COVID-19 pandemic and crisis, the state of California, to my knowledge, has never provided direct stimulus grants before to certain of its category of residents, nor is it provided them, for example, to SSI and SSP recipients. There's a whole host of actions we have taken that were budgetary to respond to the crisis that were time sensitive and urgent. And this is additionally one of those, because the pandemic closures were imposed due to a public health emergency. So folks were laid off due to that. And the budgetary aspect is both to respond to the fact that our governor has legitimately announced the reopening of the economy, and that additionally, this is a sector that lost some of the greatest number of workers, and the division, we have made some changes to make sure that in this rehiring, that there is enforcement solely and only under the Labor and Workforce Development Division. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates? No. Becker?
Aye.
Aye. Borges?
No.
No. Bradford? Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Aye. Daly? No. Dodd?
No.
No. DeRazzo?
Aye.
Eggman?
Aye.
Aye. Glazer? Gonzalez?
Aye.
Aye. Grove?
No.
No. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Wisso? Hurtado? No. Jones?
No.
No. Camlogger? Aye. Laird?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Melendez? No. Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen? No. Ochoa Bogue? No. Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Umberg? Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk? No.
Sorry, please call the absent members.
Bradford? Glazer? Wisso?
Aye.
Aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes 25, noes 11, the measure passes. Members, we are now going to move on to Senate third reading, file item 61, Senator Wykowski. Madam Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 25 by Senator Wykowski, relative to Tamil Heritage Day.
Madam President and members,
Senator Wykowski.
This resolution celebrates Tamil heritage. Tamils originate from the southern state of Tamil Nadu in India. The Tamil language is the longest surviving classical language in the world. That's a classical language, with a traceable history exceeding 2,600 years. California is home to over 60,000 Tamil families. Many school districts in California approve Tamil for school credits. In my own district, Hopkins Junior High is host to such a situation. Notable Tamils in California include Vice President Kamala Harris, who has her maternal roots in Chennai. My colleague on the Fremont City Council, Anu Natarajan, was the first Indian American of Tamil descent to be elected to a city council. The Tamil community across the globe celebrated its New Year's yesterday, April 14th, known as the first day of Chithan Ray. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Wykowski. Members, any discussion and or debate? Seeing and hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates? Aye. Becker?
Aye.
Aye. Borges?
Aye.
Aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Cortese?
Aye.
Daly?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
DeRazzo?
Aye.
Eggman? Aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Wisso?
Aye.
Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Camlogger?
Aye.
Laird?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Melendez?
Aye.
Min?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen? Ochoa Bogue. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Aye. Wieckowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Nielsen. Aye.
Ayes 38, no 0. The measure passes. Members, we are now going to move to committee announcements. If our chairs could announce their committees, that would be terrific. I'm looking for Senator McGuire, Senator Wiener, Senator Borges, and Senator Laird. Senator Borges.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Ag Committee will meet upon adjournment in room 4203. It will be a short meeting.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Madam President. Governance and Finance will be meeting at 10:15 in room 3191.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Senator Laird.
Natural Resources will be meeting in 4203 upon adjournment of the Agricultural Committee.
Thank you, Senator Laird. Senator Wiener.
Senate Housing Committee will be meeting here on the floor at 10:15.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. If there is no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
President, thank you so much. All I will add is have a great weekend, and our next floor session scheduled for Monday, April 19th at 2 p.m. 2021.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great day, members.